The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the speaker and don't necessarily represent those of the station, its staff, management, or ownership.
Thanks for tuning in to Clearview Hudson Valley on your favorite local iHeart radio station. Hey, it's Uncle Mike, and joining me this week, believe it or not, is the Ghostbusters. And I have to admit, I had a different perception of what we were going to be talking about this week, but the Ghostbusters are really here, and Tara, Matthew, and Peter are here. It's an interesting foundation they have. They appear as the Ghostbusters to raise money for a lot of nonprofits, and they're going to explain it a little bit more. Ladies first, we'll start with Tara. Tara, just a little bit of a background. First of all, welcome. Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning.
I always like the listeners to have a little bit of background of the voice behind the microphone. So if you could just give us a little background and how you got involved in the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, for sure. So I got involved with the Ghostbusters because I'm married to Matthew. And Matthew kind of came with this Ghostbusters persona almost. One of the funniest, actually borrowed his mom's car because his truck was decked out like the Ghostbusters. So he picked me up in his mom's car instead, so as not to scare me off. But
apparently it worked.
It did. Here we are 9 years later. So
wow.
Yeah.
But so you're going first, so I'll have you give a little more. So basically what I said is you just appear as the Ghostbusters at a lot of different events, some of the comic book events, to raise money for certain charities, different and a whole array of charities, not just one, correct?
Correct. So we try to work with the chapter that's most local to us. So we make sure the funds we raise are helping the people in our community. But we've worked with groups like American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital, Fearless, and I'm sure that my colleagues here could mention some others as they introduce themselves. But it's really been a great experience, and we've made some wonderful connections.
Well, it's really cool. I mean, I can't believe I'm sitting here. I wish I could. We'll have to put some pictures out on our web pages. They came in with the backpack and everything, so it's pretty cool. So, Matthew, you hoodwinked your wife into not letting her know who the Ghostbusters really were at first, but obviously you look very happy, and it stuck. So what was your background, and how did you get involved?
My background actually started with the cartoon show Real Ghostbusters in the 1980s. That was my first introduction to it. And then once my parents were sure the movies wouldn't scare me too much, I got to watch them and I fell in love with them. So it's been a lifelong pursuit, but it was only in the past decade, a little more, that I started really like, oh, I could put my truck, make it look like the Ghostbusters car. I could get a uniform. I can build a proton pack. So I decided that we could do something good with it because it got a lot of attention.
Sure. And so you've about 10 years now? Is that how long have you guys been doing this? Or?
We've actually been officially formed as a group for 5 years.
Okay.
And actually, August 19th is our five-year anniversary. So
cool.
We just celebrated that.
Wow.
From our first event. But I've been doing the Ghostbusters thing for, 10 years or more.
Wow. So it's been a lifelong for you. Off you went.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. And Peter?
More or less the same thing. I grew up watching the cartoon, The Real Ghostbusters, when I was a kid back in the 80s and 90s. And then Halloween in college around 2006, I was like, oh, I should really just put together a Ghostbusters costume. And so I did. And then I found these guys online.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's go through a day, when you do an appearance, how does that come about? I mean, obviously somebody books you like they would book any entertainment group, and you have a regular routine you go through, or how does it work?
Yeah, so Peter's our webmaster, and we get a lot of emails through our contact form on the website, or people who have seen us at events will reach out. And our setup is different depending on the event. So the Comic-Cons are really the biggest, and we bring, you know, a 10 by 10 tent, and we do slime making, and we have our whole crew with our gear, and we're going to be debuting a photo booth soon with some green screens, so it's pretty exciting. But if we're doing like a birthday party, it's obviously a bit scaled down. So the kids will get to check out the gear. They'll make some slime. They'll get to see the truck. They really love the siren. So that's always fun, too.
So, and the truck is full-time. The truck is looks like one of the Ghostbusters. It's not, I know, because the Ghostbusters had a hearse. You've got a truck, an SUV you use? Or?
It's a 2016 Tacoma pickup. It just happened to be my daily driver, and then it just got converted to the
Ghostbusters. Wow. That must get some looks coming down the road.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you drive that all the time or just to the events?
Oh, yeah, it's my daily driver. I go to the grocery store with it.
In fact, we actually have added two other cars to our fleet, too. We have a 1984 Camaro, was it Z24, I think it is, which has been dubbed the Slime One. Mm-hmm. And we also now have added the Ecto GMC to our fleet.
Wow. So I've got to ask you, have you ever gotten pulled over in the Ghostbuster vehicle?
Once. yeah, it was actually on the Palisades Parkway. Not supposed to have commercial vehicles, so the cop pulled me over and he goes, I pulled you over for having a commercial vehicle, but I can't imagine what you're advertising.
Yeah.
And we told him what we did. He laughed and let us go.
Sure. Yeah, well, that happened to us with our station vehicles on the Taconic. Even if you're registered as a passenger vehicle, if you have any kind of advertising, you're considered commercial. So we got stopped on the Taconic one night, having no idea why they stopped us. But we found, and then we later found out that we got a ticket for improperly registered vehicle and a whole, and we had to fix it. And we don't go on a Taconic anymore. But that's interesting. So you show up in an event. Let's say, I mean, obviously the comic cause. Do the most of, I guess, the commercial ones?
Actually, they're sporadic, maybe like 3 or 4 a year.
Okay.
It's actually more smaller local events that we do more often.
And you show up at the event, and I guess you designate before the event. That event is raising money for a charity, usually. That's how you know where you're. And you guys, just blows me away. You just show up as the Ghostbusters. And
with lights and sirens.
Really? You come in blazing.
We make an entrance.
Yeah. Wow, cool. Get everybody's attention, and then everybody is intrigued, wants to see, I'm sure. Now, the backpacks, who designed the backpacks?
They're all, actually, most of our equipment comes from Spirit Halloween, actually. Because Spirit Halloween, a couple years ago, did Ghostbusters stuff, and they did everything. So we took those, and then we modify them.
Heavily.
Yes, heavily modified.
Emphasis on the heavy.
Yeah. Oh, they're heavy to carry?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you look closely at Matthew's pack, it's got that cartoon influence, mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, some of the other guys have different movie influence on their pack, so they get to be really personalized.
And you said you do slime making. Okay, what is the slime made out of? Is that like a trade secret, or can you tell us what the slime's made out of?
Yeah, I mean, it's a recipe you could find anywhere online. It's basically... Yeah.
And that makes slime?
That makes slime.
Now, do you actually shoot the slime all over somebody? Or do you slime somebody,
it
like in a
movie? It depends on how aggressive the kid gets when they're trying to mix it around.
No, because we haven't built a slime blower yet.
Okay.
And we'd like to get invited back to these venues, so...
Yeah, but I would think some of the kids would, if you watch the movie, you know, I've been slimed. So, kids probably want to get slimed. I'm sure their parents don't want that, but
that's,
kids probably want to want to engage and have some fun.
Oh, absolutely. The kids do, but the parents are like, please put it away.
Well, but so what else goes on at the events, though? I mean, you make your granddad, you let them make slime, but what other, how else does the crowd interact with you? What goes on?
Lots of photo ops.
Yeah, okay. A lot of photos.
Yeah. They definitely love the truck. We usually have music playing. Mm-hmm. So if you catch us at the right time, we might all be dancing. Not choreographed, but, we have a good time.
And obviously, a lot of what you do is from the movie itself. The movies, there's been several movies. And we talked about that before we went on the air that, it's hard. The original was such a success and such a blowout in the movie theaters, that anytime you try to do a sequel or you try to alter that original image, it's hard. They've done a pretty good job with the franchise. The franchise is still very popular, and it was one last year. Peter, you were telling me that the movie last year had all the characters except Egon, who has passed away, unfortunately.
Yes.
But the originals were there, and I didn't see it, I'll be honest with you, but apparently, from what you're telling, it continued the storyline.
It was very good. It continued the storyline. Excuse me. A lot of people, it made cry in the theaters.
Really?
Including Matthew.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Why did you cry?
I can't give it away. It's a spoiler. You haven't seen it yet. Okay. But there was a certain point towards the end where, yes, I cried.
Oh, something happened. Tragic happened.
No, it was tears of joy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll have to go see the movie. So over the years now, you've been doing this. You said you're coming up on your five-year anniversary. Actually, we passed your five-year anniversary on the 19th. Mm-hmm. What are some of the moments during the 5 years that stick out in your memories of doing this? There had to be some special, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of fun all the time, but there had to be some real special moments over 5 years that happened. Can you think about and recall some of those?
I think one of the ones that stand out could have happened just recently was we actually met Maurice LaMarc, who was the voice actor for Egon in the Real Ghostbusters cartoon in the 80s. Super nice guy. And we asked him to autograph a drawing we had by a local artist named Joe Inga. And we're actually going to be raffling that off for whatever charity we pick. We haven't settled on one yet, but that'll be like an online auction we do on Facebook.
Have you ever met any of the other actors from the movie? Yeah, any of you?
I'm friends online with Robin Shelby, who was the actress behind Slimer in Ghostbusters 2.
Okay.
Ernie Hudson also did an appearance on our Ghostbusters trivia. Really? So we do an annual trivia. It's arranged by one of the other Ghostbuster groups. Peter represents us, and he's done quite well. Were you third?
The first year I was fourth, and the second year I was third.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the first year, Ernie Hudson actually kicked that off, so it was live with Ernie Hudson, and that was neat.
And I'm still blown away that I'm sitting here with the Ghostbusters. I'm actually with Tara, Matthew, and Peter, who are part of the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters Incorporated, which is a 501c3, a nonprofit organization. They do a lot of appearances at many events to raise money for a lot of different charities, which is really cool. And it's kind of cool that you took something that you were passionate about, and now you're helping a lot of charities. And I'm sure a lot of the appearances, most of them are with kids. And sometimes those kids are probably benefiting from the charities that you're. That's got to be special, I would think. When you're able to raise money, but you see the kids you're actually raising money for, that's got to be special.
Yeah, it's almost indescribable, actually, the feeling that you get. Because I think in September, end of September.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll be doing St. Jude's up in Rotterdam.
Yes.
So we'll be working for St. Jude's Children's Hospital to help raise money for them. And, you know, some of the children will be there. So it's amazing.
St. Jude is one of those. So we do a radiothon on WRWD here every year. We've done it for 32nd year now. We've since Country Cares for Kids started, the second year is when we got on board with Alabama, you know, the lead singer from Alabama. And that's one of the things that I look forward to every year because, again, you mentioned early on that, Tara, that you want to make sure that the money you're raising stays in the community where you're raising it. And people don't understand that St. Jude, even though the hospital is in Memphis, they share their protocols worldwide. So if, God forbid, you had a child here in the Hudson Valley that was diagnosed with cancer, the protocol that they're being treated with in Vassar or Mid-Hudson or any of the local hospitals probably came from St. Jude. So in effect, the money you're donating is coming right back here to the community. And that's something most people, anybody that donates really wants to know, A, that the money is going actually to the cause, and B, that it's staying in the community. So that's really cool. Again, I'm speaking with Tara, Matthew, and Peter from Ghostbusters Incorporated. They are locally, here locally. Peter, how does someone get a hold of you if they want to book you?
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can go right to our website, HudsonValleyGhostbusters.org, and use the contact form to get a hold of us there.
And they can fill out the
form. Absolutely.
Get back in touch with them, and if there is an appearance to be had, you can work that all out. And wow, that's cool.
Yep.
But during the 5 years, there had to be more than just maybe not. Think about some of the funny moments that have happened. So, and I'm sure there had to be in any movie. There's outtakes, so there had to be some. There had to be some funny moments.
Can I do this one?
Yeah.
So just back on August 14th, we were actually raising money for the Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital at a Hudson Valley Renegades game, and they had us chasing an intern in a Stay Puft suit down the first base foul line, and I never thought my heart was going to explode more than that. Because I don't run.
Oh, I see. You were chasing him.
Yeah.
And neither one. And if he was in a Stay Puft marshmallow, he probably wasn't happy about it either.
He could not see.
Was it a warm night?
It was a Sunday afternoon, so yes, it was.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So that was a funny scene, probably for everybody, including you guys watching him run down the...
Oh, yeah. We've seen the video. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Actually, Matthew was running as well.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's got to be more because, you know, any television show or any movie, there's a... And a lot of them have gotten smart because they'll show the outtakes after the movie. And sometimes the outtakes are funnier than the movie itself because the actors will ham it up because they know they made a mistake. There's got to be more things that have happened.
Oh, trust me, there's lots. There was one where we were at a Touch-A-Truck, which is where, you know, all of these different... organizations come and bring kind of their heavy machinery, and sure. We were there with our truck, and they brought in one of the Life Flight helicopters, and we were not quite prepared for the amount of draft that they kick up, and yeah. We had our 10x10 tent, uh-oh, which also started to take off, so there was a mad dash of Ghostbusters trying to grab to hold it down. So that we learned our lesson, and yeah. Now anytime there's a good gust of wind, there's like four hands grabbing our tents.
Wow. Yeah, all of us over the years with the pop-up tents have had that happen, you know, a wind. I remember I used to do a show at an airport every year, and the airports are, you know, wide open, so there's always wind at an airport. And we got the tent set up, same thing, and a big gust came along, and that tent was gone. It was everybody running down the runway. We're going to take a real quick break and check in with our good friends, MHA Vet to Vet Foundation, and see what they got going on, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Uncle Mike, and it's time once again for our Hudson Valley SITREP report. Joining me, as always, is one of the directors, Anthony Cavaris. Anthony, who you got with you today?
So, hi. We have Hugh
Lawless.
And he has a business called Lawless & Sons Hot Rod and Paint, and he's actually doing a little fundraiser for us. And, you know, we can't do all the stuff that we do. You know how much things we do for the vets, and it's usually free, and... we can't do it without, like, the help of the community, and this is, like, a really cool thing that this guy's doing for us, and I'd like him to talk about it a little bit.
And it's October 1st down at Juarez Park. I actually got the mayor to waive the fee for the venue.
I don't think we told him what it was yet.
Oh, so.
Yeah, it's a car show.
It's a car show.
Car and bike show.
Car and bike show, October 1st at Juarez Park, and, you know, like I said, it's 100% fundraiser for the vets. We're working with Vet to Vet. Anthony's been outstanding as far as getting stuff together on the back end. Been working with Joey as well. And, you know, it's a car and bike show. Everyone's welcome. Imports, domestic, retro mods, classics, Harleys, Jap bikes, anything you want to put in there and display. It's $10 a spot, so it's reasonable. Spectators are free. We're going to have raffles, DJ, barbecue. Maybe a silent auction, depends on what kind of donations we get as far as, something worthy of auctioning off. But right now, everything's geared towards the vets. Everything's geared towards a great day. We may even have, there's a rumor of a cornhole contest, but I'm not sure. So, come out October 1st. It should be a beautiful day, for a great cause. It's family friendly.
So that's October 1st from noon to 5.
Right.
The DJ. Who are you going to have as a DJ?
You know, I heard this guy. He's a seasoned vet as far as doing these sort of things.
His name Mike.
Yeah,
Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike. I have an Uncle Michael. Actually, he was my favorite uncle for a long time.
Everybody's got an Uncle Mike. But so, I'll be there, and you know, anything that I can do for Vet to Vet, I do, because let's face it, the job that Vet to Vet has done and are doing is irreplaceable for our veterans. They bring them all the way home. No, Anthony, it's been quite a run you've had now. You haven't lost anybody, thank God. so far. And that's a feat, really, with what's going on in the world. So, again, it's a car show, car and bike show down at Warriors Park on October 1st from noon to 5. I'm going to be there. I hope you're going to be there with us because it'll be a great afternoon. And like all these events, we're bringing our vets all the way home. And they need whatever you can do to support them. They need the help to keep doing the job they're doing. So that's what this is all about.
Yep. So I just want to say, you know, we have Joe in the studio, and you probably haven't heard him yet because he really hates to talk.
That happens a lot. Every time we have him in the studio, we never know he's here.
He's been one of the guys that really helped put this together. And Joe, why don't you say hi real quick?
How you doing, everybody? Yeah, we're really excited about this. We think it's going to have a great turnout. So please come out and show some support. Thanks.
There you go.
Short and sweet, as always.
That's Joe. Yeah.
So it's Lawless and Sons, and I have my son Atticus here. He's been helping me with the bikes and with the fundraising and everything. It's show of support. Atticus, you want to say hello?
Hi, everyone. How you doing? I'm the son of Lawless and Sons, and you should come out to the car and bike show.
Well, there we go.
You know, Anthony, and that's so important. That generation has been so left out of so many things. Thank God your son is involved in this. Yep. He's helping. And that's what we need. That's one of the things, you know, for vet to carry on. Let's face it, you know, Joe is a pretty young guy, but Anthony, you and I are getting up there, buddy. Yeah. So we got to have people to replace us. And that's what we're hoping for, people like your son, that generation, to take over. Yep. That's what we're hoping for.
Yep. Absolutely. Joe is actually now the program manager for our employment program. Yeah. So he's moved up a little bit. So. Yeah.
He's still not made a few words, though. That's okay.
A few words, but he'll get you a job.
He gets it done, though.
He'll get you a job if you ask.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in for this week's Hudson Valley SITREP Report. And these guys will be back soon because we got a lot more events coming up. Hey, it's Uncle Mike, and we're back with the Ghostbusters, Hudson Valley Ghostbusters Incorporated, talking about their organization. We're going to talk about a couple of events they got coming up. But basically what they do is, as a 501c3, they're a nonprofit. They appear as the Ghostbusters. And as I sit here in the studio, the Ghostbusters are here. The backpacks are outside the door and really caught me off guard when they came in. But they're here and they're explaining how many different charities that they've benefited over the years. So they've got 5 years under their belt. I'm sure it's been a lot of shows that have been gratifying, but every one of them must be gratifying. I mean, you know, when you're appearing, you're doing something you really love, and yet you're raising money for a charity who needs help, and you're having fun doing it. You can't get any better than that, right? I mean, that's got to be a real joy to be able to do, I would think.
Yeah, and to see people who thank us, mm-hmm. There's two that kind of stand out. Most of our Comic-Cons, we raise funds for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Sure.
And people who have been personally impacted by the loss of a loved one, you can see the gratitude that they have. Oftentimes, you know, they'll make direct donations into our, sure. So that's really powerful. And I would say that the other one that was particularly powerful for me was doing Make-A-Wish when the kids that have been benefited are there. Yeah. And when they're excited to see the Ghostbusters, it's just an awesome feeling. There's, you know, sometimes they'll run up to you and just give you a hug. And it's like, wow, you know, we're kind of heroes, and that's fun.
Yeah, sure. Now, none of you do this full time. This is an extra, you know, you're doing it in your spare time. And it's got to be almost a release for you. I mean, depending on what you do full time, and we don't have to go into that, but whatever your jobs are, there's... So now you've got an outlet, really. You go have fun on your off time, your weekends, or whenever you're doing this. So that's kind of cool, too, that you get that outlet and having fun at the same time, right? I mean, it's got to be – I'm blown away that you're able to – when I think about it, this is a really cool way to spend your spare time.
Absolutely. I spend my entire week in front of a computer. So, you know, on the weekends when I can get out with the team and I'm standing, I'm like, oh, good, I'm actually moving.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and, you know, the best part is just getting out there and seeing the smiles on the kids' faces.
And it's the prep work, too. So a lot of our gear is home-built.
Sure.
I've actually sewn a steampunk-style costume for some of the members to wear at Comic-Cons. Mm-hmm. So in our off time, we also have the outlet of having this kind of hobby. So, you know, Matthew comes home from work and he's like, I'm going to go out to the garage and work on some props. So it's not just the day of the event, but it really allows us to expand and do more at home.
Sure. I would think it's a constant building all the time. You're constantly altering. I mean, the truck has to be taken care of, and you're probably adding little things to that every now and then when you realize that, man, maybe this will make it look a little more authentic and we'll do this. So that's got to be a constant upgrade all the time, right? You're always...
Yeah, it's always... It's never finished. It's always like a project that's always being worked on.
Sure.
It never stops, because even sometimes if you're doing regular maintenance, sometimes things break. Then you have to fix those.
Yeah, sure. I'm curious, when you're at the event, so you've all got to be up on the Ghostbusters, because I'm sure the kids especially really believe that the Ghostbusters are at the event. It's the Ghostbusters. So I'm sure some of them will try to test you and have questions about the movie and about what's happened. Is that happening?
Actually, it's more the parents.
Really?
Because the parents, they're our age. They grew up with the movies. So sometimes the kids may have blank stares and they kind of know what we're doing, but the parents actually tend to lose it more than the kids do.
Wow.
It's true. Then the kids see Slime and their stares go, yay!
Yeah. But the parents ask, do they test you to see if you have any knowledge about the Ghostbusters?
Sometimes, but we have Peter, who is, you know, number three champion on our Ghostbusters quiz nationally. So yeah.
Internationally, there were Canadian teams too.
It's true.
So do you get questioned at the events?
Not really.
No.
Most of the questions are, what did you think of the 2016 movie? I say I liked it. People are like, oh, I didn't. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but then your response is, but I am a Ghostbuster, so my word counts, not yours. You know what I mean? You gotta take a stand. You've got a couple of events coming up, actually one coming up this Saturday and this coming Saturday and Sunday. Why don't we talk about them real quick and give a little details on that if you can.
Okay. Coming up on Saturday, we have two events, actually, in very different geographies. Right in Arlington, we'll have the
Street Festival.
The Street Festival.
Sure, which we're part of, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we also will be up in Ravenna for the Feliciano Body Works Auto Show, which that specifically raises money for...
Special Olympics,
thank you.
Okay. Do you do a lot of car shows too? I would think that
more recently,
yeah.
The more we've had the Slime One out, which is that 84 Camaro, mm-hmm. people kind of want that at car shows. It's a fun car.
Sure.
So I think this year we've done four already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matthew, how many awards have you won this year for the car shows?
All of them. That's what we joke about now. We've never gone to a car show where we haven't won an award for something.
Wow. That's pretty cool, actually. So the Camaro's got to be an impressive-looking vehicle, and obviously it gets everybody's attention.
Yeah, I think we have photos of it on our website, Facebook, all our social media.
What is the website again? Is it just HudsonValleyGhostbusters.org, right?
It is, yes.
So what we're talking about here, anything that piques your interest, go to their website, check out the website. It's all on there, their appearances, pictures from some of the appearances.
Absolutely.
How to get a hold of them to book them. And anything about the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters Incorporated, their story is on there. And if you're a nonprofit and you want to raise money, this is a really cool way to do it. I'm hoping I get to some of the events now. But when I see the Ghostbusters, I say, I know those guys. But thank you so much for coming out. It's the fastest 30-minute in radio, and it is really. And when we sat down, we were all, you know, every guest I have is like, what are we going to talk about for 30 minutes? Oh my God! But we could talk about more. We'll have you back again after the next couple events, have you come back and tell us how they went. And we'll see you at the Arlington Street Fair, because we were a big part of that as well.
Great.
But, Tara, Matthew, and Peter, thank you so much for coming out. And good luck and keep it up. I hope the next 5 years are as much fun as the first five.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Clearview Hudson Valley. And I want to remind you that all the episodes are available on the Clearview Hudson Valley podcast, available at iHeartRadio.com. I'm Uncle Mike, and if I don't see you out and about, I'll catch you on the radio. Have a great week, everyone.